Daddy's Princess, Chapter 1. I look up at Daddy from under the table, and he nods, smirking at me. I pout and play with the bottom of his shirt. He reaches down and touches my jaw, making me look up at him more as he brushes a stray strand of hair behind my ear. Be a good girl for Daddy, he whispers quietly. I blush and nod, moving my hands under his shirt slightly. I was a bad girl last week, and this is my punishment. I have to suck Daddy's cock in a restaurant. And I also can't talk unless I'm told that I can. He got a private dining area, so it wouldn't be so bad. But we still get the occasional visit from a waiter. He sighs quietly, and I tug the bottom of his jeans loose, pulling them down his legs slightly. I bite my lip when his cock pushes up against his boxers. I slowly tug his boxers down and look up at him, meeting his eyes as I stroke his hard cock slowly. He growls so lowly, and one of his hands moves to my hair, firmly gripping it. Do as you're told, little girl, he growls through clenched teeth. I nod and give him my sorry eyes, and he relaxes as I lean closer, his grip loosening. I lick the tip of his cock, and he shifts in his seat slightly, his legs shaking a bit. I rub his thigh with one of my hands, working his shaft with the other. I wrap my lips around the head and close my eyes, inhaling through my nose and forcing more into my mouth and down my throat. He shivers and involuntarily jerks his hips, his grip in my hair tightening again. I whimper and open my eyes, looking up at him pleadingly. His hard stare is unapologetic. He nods and pushes and pulls my head with the grip he has on my hair. I hear him murmuring something to a waiter, and a grunt slips from his lips. The waiter questions him. I'm fine, he tries to sound composed, but just gets an odd nod from the waiter who quickly leaves. Daddy looks down at me, biting his lip hard as my eyes meet his again. Good girl, he grins, tugging at my hair gently. I pull his cock from my mouth and lick my lips, smiling shyly. He shakes his head and looks down at me in a disappointed fashion. Daddy didn't say stop, he whispers sternly. I blush and open my mouth, pushing his shaft back in. He groans quietly, and I wrap my hand around the thick girth of his cock, moving my hand gently. I moan against his cock, and he echoes my moan, tilting his head back. His cock throbs in my mouth, and he grips my hair tightly, forcing his length completely down my throat, making me gag a little. Princess, swallow. If you don't, she'll be... His sentence is cut off. He grunts, and his cum hits the back of my throat, making me whimper and push my hand against his thigh. He pulls my face away slightly by my hair, and the rest of his load is shot into my mouth and on my face. I slide my hand along his cock, making sure every drop is in my mouth. I then let his cock slide out of my mouth. I swallow all of his cum and look up at him. Let me see, baby girl. Did you finish your treat? He lifts my chin with his fingers and brushes my cheek with his palm. I open my mouth and he smiles in satisfaction, nodding. Very good, princess. Maybe you'll get a reward, he smiles devilishly and winks, gesturing to the seat beside him. I crawl excitedly out from under the table and scoot into the chair while Daddy adjusts himself. I watch him and notice that his cock is still somewhat hard. I blush and look away shyly. I hear him chuckle and he leans over, brushing my hair behind my head and whispering slowly, "Panties off, in my hand, now." I nod quickly and move my skirt up, my cheeks flaming when I realize how wet my panties are. I slide them off and he holds his hand out, a stern look on his face. I shyly put them in Daddy's hand and he raises his eyebrows at me. "You weren't being bad under there, were you?" he asks, eyeing me skeptically. No, Daddy, I start to say, widening my eyes and shaking my head quickly. He smirks and shoves my panties into his pocket. Grabbing my chair and scooting me closer, I whimper and look away from him. "Bad girl, speaking without my permission," he chuckles. I feel his hand run through my hair, moving it aside to expose my neck. I gasp when I feel his hand move to my thigh, moving up my skirt. He rubs the inside of my thigh and growls into my ear, "Spread your legs." I do as I'm told, gasping as his fingers stroke my wet slit. His lips barely touch my neck, making me shiver. He pushes one of his fingers into me, making me let out a small whimper. He chuckles and whispers in my ear, "You can speak, little girl. I want to hear you." He bites on my earlobe gently. I close my eyes and inhale, grinding against his finger. "More, Daddy, please," I stutter, moving my hands, his arms, holding on to him. He quickly pulls out his finger and shoves in two, making me gasp and tighten around them. He tisks me and breathes against my neck. "Tightening already? You better not come." He kisses down my neck, thrusting his fingers in and out of me fast. I gasp and arch my back, a moan escaping my lips. I whimper as Daddy's fingers move in and out of me. His hand squeezes my thigh, making me sit up straight. The door opens and the waiter comes through, getting an embarrassed look on his face as he notices me at the table and how flustered I look. He clears his throat before finally managing to speak. "What can I get you to?" Daddy looks over at me and smiles. "Kitten?" I pout. I already told him what I wanted upon arrival. He told me maybe, if I were good for him. He smirks and nods slightly, turning back to the waiter, who is trying to ignore Daddy's hand, which is making its way back under my skirt. "She'll get a peach sangria, and I'll take a glass of your finest red wine." He pushes the menus in front of us to the edge of the table, and the waiter glances down at his hand, grabbing them up and jotting down our drinks on a notepad. Anything else? He asks, embarrassed, glancing up at Daddy. We'll both have the lobster and shrimp Alfredo, he smiles at the waiter as he pushes his fingers back inside me. I gasp and look away at the floor. This time I'm the one that's embarrassed. When I look up after a second, the waiter looks terribly flustered and his mouth is agape, turning on his heel and pushing back through the door. Daddy starts thrusting his fingers into me again, and I moan when his thumb pushes against my clit. His lips move back to my neck and I close my eyes. He bites down gently, and I let out a moan, spreading my legs wider as he moves his hand faster. I tighten and whimper loudly as he bites down on my neck harder, sucking gently. He licks, bites, and kisses up my neck. He sucks under my jaw, leaving a dark bruise. He growls as I dig my nails into his arm and tighten around his fingers. But please, Daddy. Oh, God. Please. I whimper, grinding my hips against him as he stops pushing his fingers into me. No. He licks down my neck, pulling his face away and staring into my eyes. Be a good girl.
Daddy, I need to come. Please.
I gasp as he starts to pull his fingers out of me. I tug at his arm, trying to keep them inside of me. I said, no, he growls, slapping my thigh with his free hand, making me unwrap my arms from his immediately, letting him pull away. I look down and pout, closing my legs, moving them together uncomfortably. The waiter comes back in shortly and puts our drinks on the table, then brings out our plates of food. I pick at the pasta and eat a few bites, mainly eating the shrimp. Daddy's hand moves under the table again to my knee. He sighs loudly and rubs up my thigh, whispering quietly, "Don't give me the silent treatment, little girl. You know what that gets you." I blush and spread my legs so his hand falls between them. I see him shake his head out of the corner of my eye. He leans towards me and his lips are by my ear. His fingers move between my legs and stroke my slit again. I said no, he whispers in my ear again, chuckling as he pulls his hand away. I frown and push my plate away, crossing my arms. Daddy starts to say something, but the waiter steps through the door. Daddy furrows his eyebrows, but doesn't look at the waiter. I glance at the waiter, who notices my sad eyes, and smiles apologetically, then clears his throat. Would the lady like dessert? He tries to hide any embarrassment. I open my mouth to speak, but Daddy cuts me off. No, the check. That's all, he says, without looking away from me. The waiter nods without another word and puts the slip of paper on the table. I avert my eyes from the table and frown, looking up at Daddy finally, who's throwing bills on the table. I gasp as he grabs my arm, pulling me up from my chair. I whimper and trip in my heels, trying to keep up with his fast-paced walking. He lets go of my arm and grabs my hand. I blush wildly as he leads me through the door of the private room, all of the people in the restaurant staring at me. I take in all of their stares, looking at the floor and listening to their hushed whispers. The cool air hits me as we get through the exit, and Daddy leads me to his car. He doesn't open the door for me, heading to the other side of the car. I manage to shut the door before he pulls out of the parking lot. I stare out the window as he drives, not wanting to get in any more trouble. You need to learn to listen to me, little girl, he says sternly.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
I sigh shakily, closing my legs and letting my hands fall in my lap. Sorry doesn't fix you not listening now, does it? He asks, clearly annoyed. I feel him glaring at me. I look up at him and tear up as he shakes his head in disappointment. I shake my head and look down. Thought so, he replies. The rest of the drive home is silent. We pull into the driveway, and I open the car door before he even shuts it off, making my way to the front door. Where do you think you're going, little girl? I hear him growl loudly. I turn to see him standing behind me. Okay, maybe he's a little faster than I initially thought. He grabs my wrists quickly and pins them over my head, his lips pressing against mine. This is my favorite game. Resisting. I squirm slightly and keep my lips closed, shaking my head. He pulls his face from mine and growls. So you want to play? He has both of my wrists in one hand, his other hand opening the door quickly, so I fall to the floor. I gasp and try to crawl away. He shuts the front door and gets a handful of my hair, dragging me to the kitchen. I whine and kick, clawing at his hand. He lets go of my hair and grabs the front of my shirt, picking me up and grabbing me by my throat. Do you want to use your safe word now, little girl? Are you going to break? He stares into my eyes. I breathe heavily and shake my head, biting my lip. He grabs my skirt and yanks it down my legs, holding my throat in his large hand and kissing me hard. I blush and tug at his shirt. He pulls it off and tosses it to the floor, lifting me by my hips and sitting me on the kitchen counter. Be a good girl and take it for me, he growls into my ear, lifting my shirt over my head. I nod and reach behind my back, unhooking my bra and letting it fall to the floor. He grunts and quickly pulls his belt and jeans off. He grabs my thighs and spreads them. I scoot closer to the edge of the table and glance down at the small pool that's already formed between my legs. Such a good girl. Such a good girl. Always ready for me. He moves his hand to his cock, slowly stroking it. He lets out a low moan and steps closer to me, rubbing my thigh and ass. He slips the tip along my slit and pushes it in slightly, making me whimper loudly. His cock is a lot thicker than his two fingers. I wrap my legs around his hips, and he pushes in more. He grabs my thighs and pulls me to the edge of the table, forcing his length almost all the way in. I whimper and bury my face in his chest, breathing heavily. He moves one of his hands to the small of my back and the other to my hair, holding me close. He groans, pulling out slightly and forcing it back in hard, making me gasp. Daddy, I whimper, arching my back and pulling my face from his chest, looking up at his eyes. He touches my cheek and presses his forehead against mine. Yes, baby girl, he asks, slowly pushing in and out of me. Faster, please, I beg. His hand moves to my thigh. He nods. He grunts and pulls out halfway, forcing it back into me harder and faster. He presses his face against my neck and bites hard. He pulls me from the table and bounces me on his cock while he stands, making me gasp and moan.
Oh, God, Daddy. I moan. My arms are on his shoulders as I feel him take a few steps. My back hits the wall. His hips hit mine hard. His hips grind against mine, and his cock twitches inside of me. Please, Daddy, come with me. I moan, arching my back against the wall and moving my hips against his. He groans and pulls me against him, putting me back on the table and thrusting into me slowly. He asks me to make him come, so I blush and nod, moaning and tightening around him. I close my eyes as he picks up speed.
Daddy, come for me,
I gasp, tightening around him, listening to him groan.
Please,
I scream as he digs his fingers into my thighs. He groans and I feel him coming inside of me, making my orgasm hit me intensely.
Daddy, oh God.
His lips press against mine and he lifts me from the counter, holding me close and smiling at me. I grin back and bury my face into his neck. He steps out of the kitchen and bounces me on his cock slightly as he heads upstairs. As he reaches our room, he turns and sits down, moving his hands to my hips, moaning as I grind against him.
More, please, Daddy,
I beg.